In Iran, millions of people from across the country gather in the holy city of Mashhad to mark the death anniversary of Prophet Muhammad and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan, the second Shia Imam. The ceremonies are being held at the holy shrine of Imam Reza, the eighth Shia Imam. Israel says it has successfully test-fired a ballistic missile developed with the U.S. above the Mediterranean. The Aero 3 missile system could launch rockets capable of flying above the atmosphere. This comes a year after a similar test failed. The Israeli Ministry of Military Affairs has announced more tests of the same system in the future. The U.S. administration has supported a bill that tightens visa restrictions on people who have visited several countries, including Iraq, Syria, and Iran. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly voted in favor of the visa waiver program. The bill still requires a Senate and White House review. U.S. boxing legend Muhammad Ali has slammed presidential candidate Donald Trump for his recent anti-Muslim comments. Ali called on all Muslims to stand up to those who use Islam to advance their personal agenda. He also urged U.S. authorities to use their position to bring understanding about the region's the religion of Islam. A report by Harvard University shows that almost 50% of U.S. renters are struggling to afford their monthly payments. The report says the problem is the result of rents going up at a much faster pace than that of wages. Rights group Amnesty International has urged Jordan to open its border and let stranded Syrian refugees enter the country. The organization said those stranded behind Jordan's borders include pregnant women, young children, and elderly people, and people suffering from serious medical conditions. Amnesty says Jordanian authorities are fueling a humanitarian disaster. The Chinese capital is set to lift its first ever red alert for smog on mid-Thursday. The city's alert was triggered by heavy smog that flooded Beijing for the second time in recent weeks. The air pollution paralyzed the city and brought criticism from citizens for authorities' weak response. And Argentinian President Cristina Kirchner has condemned the country's incoming administration during her farewell speech in Buenos Aires. Kirchner urged people to stage a demonstration if they feel betrayed by the new leaders. She also warned people of foreign intervention and an agenda being opposed from the outside of the country.